Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Medical Monday on June 1st. I'm Ray Graff. Support comes from Saratoga Hospital, thanking the nurses, clinical teams, and the entire staff at Saratoga Hospital for the care they provide. Saratoga Hospital, people you trust, care you deserve, saratogahospital.org. Joining us on the line today is pediatrician Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Like so many branches of medicine, pediatrics has had to deal with significant challenges over the past few months. We'll talk about those. And if you have a question about them or any pediatric question, give us a call right now. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Dr. Jackie Jones, your call's coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Joining us on the line today for Medical Monday is Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. She graduated from Williams College at Albany Medical College and completed her pediatric residency at Albany Med. She worked at Berkshire Pediatrics for 17 years and had never set foot on a recreational vehicle before COVID-19. These days, Dr. Jones is working on the CHP Mobile Health Unit, a big medically equipped RV-style van that serves as a pediatric medical office on wheels. The van is parked at Morningside Community School in Pittsfield, where CHP's youngest pediatric patients now have their appointments. Dr. Jones is a lifelong resident of Berkshire County. If you have a question about pediatrics, 800-348-2551 is the telephone number, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org. But the number, if you want to call in, 800-348-2551. Dr. Jackie Jones, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
These have been an amazing, difficult 3 months for so many professions, and the medical profession certainly has borne the brunt of some major changes and challenges. What's it been like for you?
It's been particularly challenging because part of the joy of pediatric medicine is being able to sort of see our patients face-to-face and lay hands on our patients and the babies and just to check in with the families. So that's the feeling of doing telemedicine has been challenging for sure. And the families are very anxious. They don't want their children to get sick. There's been so many different there's so much information. I think it's like trying to drink out of a fire hydrant at this point. So it's overwhelming for all of us and our families right now.
You know, the American Academy of Pediatrics reports a significant drop in well child visits. I think we could probably report that for every age group. If you're not feeling too ill, most people are staying away from the doctors when they can. And yet you at CHP have come up with a rather, I don't know if it's unique, but it's certainly an innovative approach to this.
So, yes, we were fortunate to have these vans as resources to the office. So very sort of early on, we were able to start utilizing them to see children 2 and under, because our biggest concern was that once this pandemic was over, that there was going to be unimmunized kiddos who were then at risk for developing vaccine-preventable illnesses. So we were pretty excited that we had this opportunity. And the other thing is it's kind of hard sometimes when you're coming in frequently for checkups when your child is young, but there's such rapid development during this time period that it's really important that families stay engaged with their pediatrician so we can keep an eye on the growth and development of these babies.
We're joined today by Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. So the mobile health unit is now parked at Morningside Community School in Pittsfield. When did you actually get there?
I would say I think it was the end of March. So the schools closed in Massachusetts March 13th, and I think it was in the next like 7 to 10 days that we were able to start seeing patients on the van.
Any numbers of how many patients you've actually seen?
Sure. So we have seen, I think, about 500 babies on the vans, and we're also doing telephonic visits or telehealth, and we've probably done about 2,500 of those. We're trying to see the older children for part of their visit via telehealth, and then we're going to bring them back in as we open up to do the physical portion of the well care.
Telehealth is an amazing development. It's something that people have talked about for years, and it was always something, I don't know whether it was HIPAA regulations or some other technical drawbacks, this was not a widespread thing in medicine, and yet it's much like distance learning for all these kids who are in school. Now you have developed this so fast. What have you learned about telehealth? What can you do and what can't you do?
So I've been sort of privileged to see insights into my family's homes, and that they welcomed us in quite a bit, and it's been great. The kids can show me what they've gotten for their birthday presents or their pets. So there's been sort of that insight. And it's funny, the kids sometimes are much more comfortable talking to me via screen than coming into the office, which can be quite intimidating, especially for some of the younger ones. So some of that can be done well. I think sometimes what would have taken fewer visits and ends up taking longer and more visits to turn out, to tease out what's going on. I think sometimes some teenagers are more comfortable speaking in the comfort of their own bedroom. Some rashes don't show up as well on the Zoom calls, and it's harder really to get a feel for that. But some things we can kind of parse out and decide whether we need to. We're bringing in a very limited number of patients at this point, but I think we can triage some that need to come in if they need to, and sort of reassure some families if we don't think they need to come in.
We're joined today by Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The CHP Mobile Health Unit is parked outside Morningside Community School in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The number to call if you have a question about pediatrics, anything really pertaining to pediatrics, 800-348-2551 is the number, 1-800-348-2551. The American Academy of Pediatrics has a set of guidelines for comprehensive well child care. And how much of that can be done remotely, and how much do you have to have the kids in the office?
I think so. We're sort of splitting it at this point for the older kids that we don't have the capacity for on the van, and will hopefully, as things sort of break free from the pandemic, get back into the office as guidelines dictate. But we can go through sort of dietary habits, how they're performing at school, seeing how the family's doing with respect to all being in the house together, how they're doing with their virtual schooling. Sort of, you know, reiterating safety sort of concerns, because that's the other sort of worry we have as pediatricians, that sort of there's been this overwhelming umbrella of COVID, but there's also all those things out there that still happen in the summer that we get to talk about with them on the phone, and just child safety issues that are still very important.
The number to call here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Dr. Jackie Jones is our guest today on Medical Monday. We'll take a break, and then we'll get to the phones and the emails and more conversation. It's Medical Monday on WAMC. We'll be right back. Medical Monday on WAMC. Ray Graff here. Numbers 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. And with us today is Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. Jones, I got to tell you know, I have children at home, and I swear to you, and this is anecdotal, this is not scientific information, nobody has gotten sick in 3 months. And I wondered if you had any sort of sense for, has the common cold, has the flu, have all the other seasonal ailments dropped since people began wearing masks?
Oh, that's a good question. It may be the mask, but I think it's more likely due to the fact that they're not all in school or daycare giving their various viruses to each other.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably the more likely.
All right. Well, let's jump on the phones here. 800-348-2551. Jim and Matamoros. Jim, you're up.
Is Osler-Schuber knee joint disease supposed to regress as the child gets older?
I'm sorry, I had difficulty hearing the question.
All right, try it one more time, Jim.
Is Osler-Schuber knee joint disease supposed to regress as the child gets older? Aseptic necrosis of the tibial head.
Oh boy, I think it can sometimes. That's more of an orthopedic question, but I think generally with so avascular necrosis is what you're asking about.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes with time and rest, that does get better.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Well, Dr. Jackie Jones, now you have been fully initiated into Medical Monday. Our caller Jim and Matamoros does try to stump the band once per show, and so now you've done very well. Let's now. Oh, I think we lost our doctor. I have a feeling that I have a feeling Dr. Jones was flummoxed by Jim from Matamoros. The number to call here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Don't be traumatized, Dr. Jones. You can join us here in a moment. And if you'd like to email us, the email address is voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org. A reminder that we will have some special programming tonight about the difficult times that the nation has gone through over the last several days. And you can tune in. I believe it starts tonight at 8 o'clock, although, yes, Zach the engineer is getting our guest back on the line. And the number to call here is 800-348-2551. It's a Medical Monday. We're joined today by Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield. And these days, Dr. Jones is working on the CHP Mobile Health Unit, which is a big medically equipped RV-style van that serves as a pediatric medical office on wheels. And that van is outside Morningside Community School in Pittsfield. Well, I think she's back on the line. Hello, Dr. Jones.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Was that first call too much for you? You had to hang up?
No, it just cut out. I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Well, you know, these things do happen. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Let's go to Jess and Troy. Jess, you're on. Hello, Jess. Are you there?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. You're on with Dr. Jackie Jones.
Hi. So I'm a pediatric physical therapist, and just wondering how your referrals and your assessment to early intervention services has changed, you know, now with telehealth and telemedicine and not being able to see children in person. Recently.
Okay.
Oh. So I think to some degree, a lot of the ongoing care has been paused a little bit for certain because we just, you know, if a patient calls and asks for a referral, we're certainly doing it. If there's an injury, we're doing the referrals. Our referrals office is still quite busy, so I'm not. It's more, I guess, rather than examining the patients, we're doing it. Like I said, we're doing the telehealth visits as well as phone calls. I'm not sure if that answered your question.
Yeah. I was just wondering, you know, if any differences that you have found so far between in person and not being in person. You know, and part of our concern is just kids kind of falling by the wayside and not being recognized and identified in having those needs.
Sure, absolutely. And it's something, yeah, that we need to remain vigilant for.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot
for
the call. Our number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics is with us today. How long do you think that the mobile unit will be in operation?
I don't think that there's any plan yet to lose that, to lose the van. So one needs some repair, so we're going to be down to one van for a little bit.
Yeah.
So we would certainly miss it. But I don't know that they have any immediate plans to do away with the van service. And I think that will enable us to continue to have social distancing in the office and to keep people sort of physically separated as we start to be able to have more patients physically in the office.
Do you think that telehealth is also here to stay?
I do. I think there'll definitely be some aspects of it that do persist. I think some of the behavioral health visits are done well via the phone. Like I said, I think some teenagers are more comfortable in their own homes talking with their provider and their clinician. We're quite fortunate, actually. One of our therapists has continued to do her visits that way, and it's been a great resource because, our kids are really stressed right now, for sure, especially kids that were prone to anxiety.
That's a great point. And, you know, you see it in really all people. Everybody who has been through this now in this country, there is a level of anxiety. Are you seeing a lot of that in kids?
In kids and in parents, I think that we're sort of just paralyzed by all, like I said, like all this information. And I think, most kids do well with routine, and that the routine has really been disrupted significantly. And their social contacts have gone away. And I think they're stressed and they're anxious.
The number here is 800-348-2551. We're joined today by Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics. And let's go to Marta in Poughkeepsie.
Hi, Ray. Doctor, my question is about a child. She's a girl about 10 years old, and her mom has called me a few times to talk to me about the child has a problem where her intestines have stopped growing and her bladder's tilted. They know that because they did a CAT scan on her. And I was wondering, is there like a cure? Because the child wears Depends and as a result gets a lot of urinary tract infections. And I wondered, what is that condition and what can be done for it?
It's sort of hard to tell from that description what is going on. I would probably have her consult with pediatric surgeons and urologists and a gastroenterologist to try to sort through that. I think that if a second opinion is probably in due course if she's having these struggles.
Yeah, and the other question I would ask you is, what is this, what they're calling the inflammatory disease in children? Have you run across that in your Pittsfield practice yet? Is anything happening like that?
That's a great question. So it sort of came out, and everybody, it was in the Times, it was everywhere that there was this inflammatory syndrome in children who had it was associated with evidence of a COVID infection. It is very rare, and we have not, knock on wood, have not seen any cases in in our office, and even in a city the size of New York City, they're not seeing huge numbers of this, where we know that there were a lot of infections. So it is relatively rare. It's like a fraction of a percent of children that have had COVID.
Yeah, I heard over the weekend on NPR, the AMC station, that there's been a spike in the Washington, D.C. area of this condition.
And I think that's part, it's kind of a lagging indicator that, it happens after the kids have had the illness and really it's a late finding. So I think, I guess it's probably not surprising that it's going to be seen more in places that are, sort of had a later spike in COVID positive.
They said something
patients.
About you have to do an IV with immunoglobulin or something like that, globulin. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Yes, it's antibodies, and it's a similar treatment that's used for something that called Kawasaki syndrome. It's basically what's believed to be happening is it's the children's body's response to the virus. So it's how a certain kiddo's body responds to the virus.
I wish you good luck if you run into that, and good luck to everyone who has children.
Thank you, Marta.
Yes, thank you very much.
We appreciate the call. Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics is with us today. The number is 800-348-2551. If you have a pediatric question on this Medical Monday, 800-348-2551. This van, the mobile health unit, a couple questions come to mind. One, what sort of diagnostic equipment, what sort of flashy bells and whistles are on this thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, it's pretty cool. I have to say, when I went on it the first time, I was impressed. So I was not familiar with RVs, but there's a push out. Like, if anybody's seen an RV, there's a part that kind of pushes out, and that's where the lab area is. So we can test for anemia. I think they even have a cholesterol machine on there. It's the same machines that we have in the office. So it's pretty sophisticated.
That's amazing. And the other question is, and I guess this also applies to the office in general, how do you make sure that when child A is on and then gets off, that the place is disinfected and ready in these times of COVID for the next patient?
Oh, absolutely. So what we're doing now on the van is our receptionist will call the day before and double check with the family that there's no one sick in the family. No one has a fever or a cough. And then the same thing happens when the family shows up in the parking lot. They call the van phone and check in, and the staff goes through the whole litany of questions to screen to make sure we are not taking, we don't want to jeopardize the health of any of the healthy babies. But mercifully, that has not happened where we've had lots of sick patients.
Are you doing COVID testing on the van?
No. So that's been relatively limited until now, but no, because we wouldn't want to bring a sick patient onto the van where there's healthy babies coming in. We wouldn't want to expose them to that. So no.
All right. What about at Berkshire Pediatrics?
Some of the sites for CHP are doing COVID testing in the parking lot for CHP.
Mm. Okay.
And part of that is for infection control. So the van gets wiped down between patients, and the same thing's happening in the office. We're wiping down all surfaces between patients. We've been fortunate enough that no one's had to sort of repeat rooms. So there's only one patient per room per day. So that's kind of how we keep everybody healthy and isolated. We're also kind of escorting the patients up and down to their vehicles, so they're not even having to touch elevators or doors. Our staff does that for them.
We are joined today by Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. If you have a pediatric question, the number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. We go to Alicia in Catskill. Alicia.
Hi. I was wondering what advice you have for, like, preteens and young teenagers that are dealing with anxiety due to their change in routine and what things we can do at home to help them.
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. I think trying to connect with your friends however you can, whether it's, FaceTiming or literally having your parents drive you to a parking lot and letting sort of I've had some patients that are doing tailgate dates in parking lots or going for walks and, you know, maintaining 6 feet distance. I think I'm much more comfortable with my patients being outside and not in enclosed spaces and spending time with each other that way. Trying to maintain as much of a normal sleep-wake cycle as you can, because I think that's helpful, trying to get them out for exercise, trying to maybe minimize some of the I know we're all sort of leaning heavily on screen time, people who work and have children, it's a tool, but I think sometimes teenagers and younger adolescents kind of get sucked into Instagram or Snapchat, and it's just like a spiral of doom.
Yeah.
So I think that helps. And then if they're sort of really they're struggling, reach out to your pediatrician and try to find them a mental health professional.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the
You're
call,
welcome.
Alicia. Dr. Jackie Jones is with us. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number on this Medical Monday. Susan is in Berkshire County. Susan, you're on.
Hi. I have a question about my granddaughter. I'm very concerned. She lives with her mother, my daughter, and my daughter's very obese, and she's feeding my granddaughter the way she's feeding herself. And as a result, my granddaughter is very obese also. And I am terribly worried about it. I don't know how to intervene if it's even appropriate. I don't know even if my granddaughter could be taken away from my daughter for some sort of child abuse. I mean, does that constitute abuse? Is there a protocol to intervene? I really feel helpless.
Oh dear, I'm sorry. Without knowing the sort of the specifics and heights and weights and that, it's a very delicate topic for even for us, for the pediatricians and to approach. So I think that nutritionists are helpful. We have a nutritionist that's actually been doing calls and seeing patients. But I think then if you can find someone that can approach it kind of as a family, you know, a family goal and a family, you know, a family activity, then you may be able to, you know,
family intervention.
Right. Well, something that's not judgy or pejorative may be more helpful for your daughter.
Could DCF take her away for that reason?
That's a slippery slope, I got to tell you.
That is a slippery slope, yeah. So it depends on a lot of things. And I agree with Ray. I think probably trying to reach out to your daughter and urging her to contact whoever her caregiver is to try to broach that topic.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Susan.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks a lot for the call. Our number is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Pediatrics Today on Medical Monday. Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics is with us, and we'll be back. By the way, I mentioned earlier that we would be airing a special tonight at 8 o'clock, and we indeed are airing a special tonight. It's a conversation on racism and violence. It is from WNYC and Minnesota Public Radio. It's a national call-in show, and that's 8 to 10 tonight on WAMC. Before that, at 7, we will have live coverage of the one-hour Massachusetts U.S. Senate Democratic primary debate. That's at 7. The debate between Senator Edward Markey and primary challenger Congressman Joe Kennedy is being produced in Springfield by a media consortium, and we will air that for you. So special programming tonight on WAMC. Right now it's Medical Monday, and we're joined by Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield. The number is 800-348-2551. Dorothy is in Nyack. Hello, Dorothy.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a nursery school administrator in Nyack, New York. My staff has had basic first aid and CPR training over the years to keep our children safe, but now we have a whole different world. And so what we're lacking is information about how sterile procedures and the appropriate practice that we could initiate to keep our children safe when we reopen in September. Any courses, any pointers, any type of training would be deeply appreciated.
So I practice in Massachusetts, but I know that one good resource is that I'm sure the corollary is true in New York State, but the mm-hmm. Massachusetts DPH has a website that has different links depending on, you know, what you know, for daycares and for healthcare providers. So there may be some useful information for you on that.
Wonderful. This is, could you give me the website again? I'm sorry.
It's DPH. If you Google Massachusetts
DPH.
Department
okay.
COVID.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call.
We're all very, very worried about our reopenings and very much feeling that we're grasping in the dark and wanting desperately to keep the children and the staff safe so that we can continue.
Well said.
So thank you very much.
Dorothy,
you're
thanks
welcome.
A lot for the call. Dr. Jackie Jones is our guest today. It's Pediatrics Today. Dr. Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Well, our last caller brought up an interesting point, and that if schools open again in the fall, and we obviously hope that they will, but we're not sure that they will. Are those in your profession planning ahead for any particular spikes that may happen?
Oh, I don't. That's a good question. I think that it's hard to really anticipate sort of what the fall will bring and what the fall will look like as far as the educational system and what degree of illness burden there will be on our patients. I think we should try to be proactive, and certainly in the late summer, early fall, as the flu vaccine becomes available, everyone should get that because it's one thing we can control. I don't know if there's any particular provisions that we're making, you know, anticipating a second spike. I'm sure we'll be stocking up on positive personal protective equipment as much as we can, and sort of I found if nothing else that the plans are changing by the minute, kind of as things go. So if we'll do what we have to do when we get there.
Well, that's the way we've been doing business a long time. But I think one of the things we've all learned, whether it's broadcasting, whether it's long haul trucking, whether it's medicine, is that perhaps there should be some planning for the future and for eventualities such as this. This caught us all off guard, but what lessons can we learn?
The lessons that we can learn is that we need that the CDC is important and so we should listen to them.
Yeah.
And that good hand washing and being careful and that's a tough question. I think that's what we can do. It's hard to, you know, I think some of the prevention needs to be done sort of at a higher level than either you or I work at.
Yeah, well, you make a point. You know, we've worked straight through, most of us in the newsroom have worked straight through this lockdown. And I can honestly say that there has been more hand washing than I have ever seen in a lifetime. And so that's one positive of all this.
Yes, absolutely. I think, though, one negative is they're going to take away coffee pots in the break room, at least in Massachusetts.
Oh, well, that's not a good plan.
No, that is not a good thing.
All right. Well, you have to get a big thermos. Let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. If you have a question for Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics, 800-348-2551. Maria in Pittsfield. Maria.
Hi there.
Hi.
My question is, with the schools being closed, I'm sure there's some kids who possibly, maybe they have an abusive household and the school isn't able to detect that. So if someone were to witness something that they thought was abusive, for example, the other day I was waiting in the parking lot of the grocery store and it seemed like this two little kids, their parents seemed to be abusive. Is there someone that you can call or phone number just to have someone look into it if you ever see anything like that?
So I guess, you know, as healthcare providers and teachers, there are numerous, you know, you're a mandated reporter. Certainly you can call DCFS if there is a concern for child safety. So
okay,
I can speak to the Berkshire County phone.
Totally.
I can speak to the Berkshire County phone number, but I would just Google DCFS for wherever you live.
All right, Maria, thank you very much for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, is with us on this Medical Monday. Cynthia in Marbletown. Cynthia.
Hey. Well, we have a question on just, we have a saline swimming pool, and we've been doing social distancing for all this time. But we have friends with young children who'd like to come and swim. And knowing that salt kills things, we were just still a little concerned on how to handle social distancing and letting people come to have, you know, a little free time in a pool.
Yes, that's an interesting question. I think part of it depends on the age. No, that's okay. I think I'm a parent as well and struggling with kind of what my comfort and risk tolerance is at any given moment, and it changes depending on the day. But I would say that if they're little ones, it's very hard to maintain social distancing. I would think you can't like tell, you know, 2-3-year-olds not to hug. But certainly if you can kind of maintain some degree of separation, I think that's less risky.
Yes, we've made plans and scoped out how to keep everyone away. I think we were just concerned with, like, actually being in the pool and that.
I'm not aware
of safe.
Right. I'm not aware of the virus being transmitted in salt water.
Yeah, I didn't think it would, but I just thought I'd ask it. Okay.
No, absolutely. Well, thank you, think, you know, if you can keep everybody separate and it's a nice windy day, your chances are even lower.
All right, Cynthia, thanks a lot for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You know, you have this terrific mobile health unit, which now is a paradigm-breaking thing, I think. It's like the old library, the bookmobiles that used to come when I was a kid. It's a great idea, and you can do certain things, right? You could do physical exams and screenings and things like that. I'm wondering, you know, in the course of the last few months, has it been tougher to get lab results, given that so many labs are taxed to the max at the moment?
We've been very fortunate. Our labs have been, we use Berkshire Medical Center, and our labs have been coming back quickly. I know some of the COVID testing, it takes time to come back, but our routine labs are coming back in a timely fashion.
Well, that's very good. There have been drops in the number of emergency room visits. Is this a function of people being safer, or are people just scared to go in?
I think probably both. I think that people are hesitant to go in for things they ordinarily would go in for, and they're waiting it out. I think to some degree we're fortunate in that our patients can call us and run scenarios by us, and we can see the child, so that's helpful. So I think that, and like sort of speaking to what you said earlier about the kids seem less sick with communicable diseases,
yeah.
So then those are sort of, you know, there's less of your typical pneumonias and different things that we see that make kids sick because they're just not in contact with each other as much. So I think it's a combination.
Is there an aspect, a psychological aspect of this where people are perhaps toughening up a little bit? You know, I got a little runny nose. I'm not feeling quite right. You know what? I don't think I'm going to go to the doctor today.
I can't speak to adults, but I know that a lot of our patients are really not excited to bring their child into our office at this point. I'm hoping that it gets better in the near future as things settle down, but I know that for some people it was the last place that they wanted to bring their children, so they're doing, I think, more of a watchful waiting approach at home.
You know, I must confess, I am never excited to bring my children for checkups at the pediatrician because there's so many sick kids there, and now it's magnified. How do you keep the sick kids away from those who are just there for a well visit?
So we have not had any, and so currently what we're bringing in the office now are kids that are not, I call it spewy. They're not coughing. They're not sneezing. They're not spreading their germs everywhere. So they're very sort of contained problems. So I think that is sort of the parameter that we're working under now. But I think that as time marches forward, we're probably going to sort of either have a sick side and a well side of the office, or bring the well kids in the morning and the sick kids in the afternoon. We'll have to physically separate them, I think, the sick kids from the well kids moving forward.
Forever?
I think until this gets sorted out further.
That could be a very long time.
It could be, but I think, like you said, you don't want to bring in your child for a checkup and have them leave with something they didn't have when they came in.
Well, you make a point. You know, we talked this early in the program about the learning curve with all these industries and medicine being really paramount in that you have now learned about telehealth. You, in fact, at Berkshire Pediatrics have a mobile health unit. Has telehealth been a tough thing to transition to?
A little bit. I mean, it's definitely like it's nice to be able to see your patients and interact with them. You know, the beauty of pediatrics is that we've been, we follow these kids from birth to, you know, through college. So it's a little challenging to sort of have this artificial kind of separation from them. But the upshot is that we get to sort of a window into their day-to-day life. So that's been good, but there has been challenges to sort of, we didn't go into medicine to sit in front of a screen all day long. So that's tough.
No, but I meant, you know, and I understand that, but no, I meant technologically. In other words, somebody has to put all this together, and I assume you have an IT department that they were pulling their hair out for quite some time to figure out how to make this work and work well.
It's been sort of, you know, like we're limited by our patient's bandwidth, our own bandwidth if we're working at home, because that was what we've split our staff into two different teams to maintain physical distancing for us. So some people have, you know, sometimes it's multiple phone calls, multiple platforms to try to get a visit to work. So sometimes, you know, we start with a Zoom, then we switch to another, to Doximity, and then sometimes it just devolves to a phone call. So, you know, we definitely have had to be more flexible during this time.
You know, you bring up a nice point there as well, and that in a way, there is now even more of a hierarchy, a socioeconomic hierarchy, in that there are some people that just do not have good Wi-Fi or broadband or even computers. And then what happens?
So then we're just going back to the old school phone.
But what can you do on a phone, though? In other words, you can't diagnose a rash on a phone.
No, but something like if an ADD medication is not working and mom doesn't have a smartphone and, you know, she can talk to me on the phone about what's going on with her child and, you know, doesn't have the other, you know, three or four kids in the room at the same time. Sometimes that's actually an easier interaction for her than trying to manage everybody in the room at the same time. That makes sense.
It does make sense. But as far as accuracy of diagnoses and things like that, it's got to be a problematic situation.
Absolutely. It's certainly not ideal. And I think, you know, when things go back to whatever our new normal is going to be, I think that there's certainly some visits that are more conducive to being a telehealth. And there's some visits that really we're going to be chomping at the bit to get people back in the office.
What percentage do you think? Now, I'm putting you on the spot here. If you don't have an answer, you don't have an answer. But what percentage of your patients are strictly dealt with in the past few months via telehealth, and what percentage have actually been in the office?
Oh, that's probably not. Because I can sort of calculate. I would say like 20% we've actually seen in person, maybe 25, like a quarter of the patients.
And those are the ones who are really
in person.
Are they really sick, or are those ones you have to have your well visit in person?
You have to have your well visit in person, or it's something that we can see in the office without risking exposure to our other patients that are coming in.
How has the psychology been of those on staff? It's been pretty tense in many industries, including this one. How are you all holding up?
We're doing okay. We're muddling along. You know, everybody's, as you all know, everyone's coming in with sort of their own sort of baggage from home of adjusting with having children that they're homeschooling now, or, you know, if they're on immunosuppressives and they're worried about getting sick in the office. Things change rapidly. So if you like routine, like we get our routine and it sort of changes day by day. So that's been hard to have to maintain flexibility, and there's been sort of mandates and changes pretty routinely. I think people really miss the social aspect of their coworkers and seeing our families and our patients. I don't think a lot of people really love working at home.
I agree.
And I think that's the challenging part. So I think, you know, when we get to see a kiddo in the office, it's pretty darn exciting. What would have been an ordinary patient is now like a big deal.
Yeah. What percentage of your employees at Berkshire Pediatrics are actually coming in, and what percentage is not around?
Home. So basically we're trying to work in two teams. We're having a provider on the van and a provider in the office every day.
Yeah.
So the remainder of the providers that are working that day are doing telehealth.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Only a couple of minutes left with Dr. Jackie Jones. 1-800-348-2551. We should have talked about this earlier. You mentioned sleep schedules, and I know with my children, sleep schedules have been crazy since the home. It's been a progression, but now, I mean, you know, I try to get them to go to sleep at a normal time. It can be a little difficult.
Well, and as one parent pointed out, like, why do they have to go to bed? They don't have to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's exactly.
That's not true. You have the homeschool Zoom meetings and everything else.
Some of that, but I think some of the kids are cagey and they know it's not factoring into their grades, so they've kind of tapped out.
I agree. Well, I hope that, in fact, come fall, we have school again. I am just hoping that our medical community is ready for that. We have about a minute here. Let's grab another call. Sally in New York. Sally, you're on. You only have a minute.
Okay. Talking about an adult child that's depressed, working, how much can a father and mother deal with such an issue?
That's a tough one,
so
Doc.
So the scenario is there's a child with depression issues that's overwhelmed when in the home setting?
No, overwhelmed in life. In life. She's now
the
working
parents or
at
the child?
The child.
Okay.
Being an adult.
Okay. Well, this is a pediatric show, so I'm not sure, Dr. Jones, you want to do that.
Well, her pediatrician still sees her. She just got out of college, so.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. I think what I would do is I would reach out to whoever her pediatric care provider is and get a referral to a mental health provider. A lot of the mental health providers are doing Zoom visits during this time. So I think to some degree there is definitely increased accessibility right now. Absolutely. I know we have in-house social workers. So if you can make that connection to whoever her caregiver is, that would be helpful.
Well, Dr. Jones, we are done. Thank you so much for spending an hour with us today. Support comes from Sue's Reflexology, Hadley, Massachusetts, specializing in the art of relieving stress and muscular tension through reflexology. When the mind and body are relaxed, healing can take place. Sue'sReflexology.com. Once again, thanks to Dr. Jackie Jones of CHP Berkshire Pediatrics in Pittsfield for joining us today. Thank you for listening and for the calls. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Charlene Knight took the calls. Our producer is Jackie Orchard. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow it's Real Estate, and we welcome back Renata Lewis. Right now, stand by for the Media Project.